Okay, Gitabach, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Dalid. Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Dalid. We left off Yud Gimel Beis. We actually read to the bottom of the Amid and started the Gemara, but we'll pick it up from the bottom of the Amid on Yud Gimel Beis from Amar Vitzel ben Nachmeni, Amar Shmuel. Let's just get our bearings. We've been discussing the Kaveya, what establishes the time, the year for Trumas HaMaisas for various produce. We discussed that, let's say, grains, wine, oil, it's a third of its growth. A third of its growth, a shlish, that's the year. Whatever grew a third of its growth, that's the year that is established for that year of Maisa. Of course, that's supposed to take Maisa from one year to the next, and it makes a big difference because years one and two is Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. Years, and year four and five is the same, but years three and six in the cycle is Maisa Rishon, Maisa Ani. So besides not supposed to be taking Maisa from one year to the next, it's actually different Maisa in certain years. So we established again that grains, wine, and oil is one goes a shlish. Peiros in general are by the chanata, when they emerge on the tree, that establishes its year for Maisa. Yerakas, we discussed, the zman for its year for Maisa is the lakita, when you pluck it off the ground. And lastly, on Erev Shabbos Adaf, we had discussed that certain items, like these certain types of beans and the like, Their zman is when they do ashrasha, when they take root in the ground. And the idea being that they ultimately emerge at very different times. So when they take root, that's what establishes their zman for their year for Meiser. Now we had in the Gemara that what if you have these pula mitzvi, these beans, let's say, or whatever the other case was, that were planted, they took root right before Hashanah, some of them, and other ones took root right after Hashanah. So seemingly that would establish that these different pula mitzvi would have different years for Meiser. We said from Mishim Shizuri, Reis Mekeeper, then Mishim Shizuri, no problem, you can take Meiser together. We explained the logic is not that they have the same year for Meiser. They actually have different years for Meiser, but the assumption is that you can mix together the different grains, and when you mix together and then take 10%, you're getting an equal ratio of your grains that were mechuyev for Meiser last year and your grains that were mechuyev for Meiser this year. Whatever the ratio is in this mixture, you're getting equal ratio in your Meiser. So therefore, that was a viable eitza. That was all part of the yesterday's daf. Says the Gemara. Amar Bitzvah Barachmeni, Amar Shmuel. Again, we are four or five lines up at the bottom of the page. You can give them on base. Rav Nitzvah Barachmeni said, Amar Shmuel, Halachar Bezbekeeper Shem 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 Shizuri. Halachar Zekar Yezbekeeper Shem Shem Shizuri. That you could merge the Meisers together from those that took root by the Pulamitri before Hashanah and those that took root after Hashanah. It's not a problem. But the Shmuel hold that way. Shmuel says opposite. You don't say that bila mixing works except for oil and water, oil and wine and oil, I should say. Only by the liquids are we saying discussion means dafka those two liquids, other liquids as well. But the point is dafka legabi liquids where the mixing is yafa yafa. Therefore, we say that mixing is okay, and you can mix different chiyuvim of ma'aser and still take because you can assume safely you'll get an equal ratio of whatever years of ma'aser in there. Inside your Meiser. So let's just say it's 60% Meiser from this year, 60% of produce from this year, 40% from the prior year. When you take your 10% out, you can assume you'll get the same ratio of 60% from this year and 40% from the prior year. But when it comes to solids, clearly, Shmuel doesn't agree that mixing helps. So how could Shmuel pasak b'shem shizuri that you can mix the pulam mitzri beans that took root this before Hashanah, after Hashanah, if he holds that you don't say mixing works by solids? Says the Gemara, Ishtamte hadam Shmuel, he forgot a third member of Shmuel. Essentially, we still have two members of Shmuel. One is that we paskin, we say for Shmuel, we paskin like Shem Shizuri, that you can mix the beans together and take one Meiser. The second member is that mixing doesn't work, which those two rulings seem to be about self-estira. There's a third ruling that reconciles everything. Everything goes after Gemar Pri, meaning Shmuel argues on that whole assumption that Hashrasha, that when it takes root, that is the Kaveya for these beans or these Pula Mitzri, that's the Kaveya. Shmuel argues. Shmuel says, you know what it goes based on? Gemar Pri. The Gemar Pri is Taka. The Gemar Pri was all going to be in the next year. Whether it took root right before Hashanah, or whether it took root after Hashanah, even if the Gemar Pri we said before is going to be at various times, or I should have said it a little better, it was you take it a little bit at a time. There's no one fixed time where you take a bunch at once. You take it a little bit of time, or we explained the lesson of that you crumble a little at a time to take the beans out of the pods. The point is, since it's being done a little time, that's why there's a whole discussion about doing Basar Hashrash. He argues. He says, I don't care that it's taken at different times. You go based on Gemar Pri, and the Gemar Pri for both of these beans, the one is going to be completed in the year after Hashanah. Whether it took root right before Hashanah or took root after Hashanah, the Gemar Pri will be in this new year. And therefore, they're all part of the same year. So Shmuel agrees to Shem Shizuri V'lei Mitamei. He agrees to the Pesach that what? That the halacha is that you can mix it together and take Meiser, but not because of his logic that the mixing is a good mixing, but rather he also Omechuyev in the same year regardless. Okay, says the Gemara now. So essentially, we have three members of Shmuel. The shaila is, do we need all three members of Shmuel? And there are builds up why we couldn't have eliminated any of the members of Shmuel. Let's see. Vitzricha. Top of Yud Dalin Amin Aleph. Vitzricha. Diash Minan. If you would tell me, Halach Kibshem Shazuri, if you only said from the name of Shmuel, Halach Kibshem Shazuri, which allows you to mix together the beans that were took root before Hashanah, after Hashanah, I would think that what? The reason why it works is because he holds blending works, mixing works, eating my salads, mixing works, you have an equal ratio, and therefore you can take Meiser. But it's not what he holds. Therefore, Kamashma, the second member, La Kolein Bila. Therefore, it tells us the second member that there's no Bila, meaning the only things that have mixing is wine and oil, but other salads don't have mixing. Okay. If you ask me to call him Bila, and if you just tell me to call him Bila, how many carbonates relay? I would say that you can't even mix by the Pula Mitzri. I would say mixing only works by wine and oil. And by the Pula Mitzri case that we just discussed, where some took root before Hashanah and some take root after Hashanah, he passes like the Rabban who argued with Shemeshazuri and says he can't mix them together. But we know it's not true. He holds you could for a different reason, but he holds you could. So Kamash Malach with Shemeshazuri. Therefore he says Allah is like Shemeshazuri. Again, Lema Tamei, not from his reasoning, but Allah is like Shemeshazuri. If you just stop at those two dinim, have him in a Kashu with Shmuel the Shmuel. At the face of it, like we started today, there's a steer in Shmuel. He's passing that mixing doesn't help, and he's passing like Shemeshazuri, who bases a psak on mixing. Therefore, Kamash, we need the third psak. So the Mars really elaborating on exactly what our buildup was. Kamash Malan, therefore, he needs to teach us the halacha that everything goes after Gemar Pri, meaning you don't go based on Shoshu over here, and therefore, it's not a stereo. The reason why it works by Pulam Mitzri to mix it is because they're all going to be Gnigmar in the same year. Vyashmina now asks the Gemara, why can't you just tell me Vyashmina Hakalacha Gemar Pri? Why don't you tell me that halacha? Havamina feel true of his Asimnami. If you tell me you go after Gemar Pri, I wouldn't know till where you take this. Meaning Gemar Pri means when it's fully finished. We spoke out in our Dhamma today that we know when it comes to, let's say, Zaysim and grains, olives and grains, all you need is one of the first ideas we had in this whole sugya. All you need is a shlish. Says Gemar Havamina, I feel the tefuah of Zeis Benami needs Gemar Pri, and a shlish is not enough to be kaveya its status. Kamashba Alacha B'Shem Shazuri, but my depolig. Therefore, he was stressing Alacha B'Shem Shazuri in that specific case where he argues, meaning, which case? The case of the beans, of the kidneys. Dafka the Alacha is like him, but and why? Because he holds that we rely on Gemar Pri, and therefore that's alone is enough to tell us that the halacha is over there. But when it comes to, let's say, tefuah, and when it comes to olives, you still need it. You still go based on a shlish. Ask the Gemara. Okay, still. Lashmin Hani Tarti. Why don't you tell me these two halachas? Number one, halachas of Shem Shazuri, and number two, that you go based on Gemar Pri. And Lakol Bila Lamali. If you tell me these two halachas, so I can figure out that you obviously whole mixing doesn't help. Meaning, you pass the Shemeshazuri, which means I can mix the Pula Mitzri together. That would lead me to believe that mixing helps even by solids. But then you tell me Lakol Hakamar Pri, that would indicate to me that you're not passing like Shemeshazuri because of his reasoning. It'd be the old Aim Bila, it doesn't mix properly, but you're passing like him because of, you're passing like the halacha, that since you go based on Gemar Pri and the Gemar Pri by these Pula Mitzri that were both right before and after Hashanah, we'll all have Gemar Pri in the same year, in this newest year. So that's why you hold like that din, but not for the same reasoning. So I get all information. I know you don't say Bila by solids, and I know that you're still going to be able to mix the Pula Mitzri because it's all going to have Gemar Pri in the same year. So what do I need the third halacha of La Kolein Bila? Can I infer it from these two Pesach? Gemar says, well, Ein Bila you could infer, but the Yesh Bila that you have by wine and oil, that you wouldn't be able to infer. HaKamash Malan, the Layayim V'Shem Yesh Bila. The Chiddush is that by wine and oil there is Bila, therefore that part is not considered extra. The Achrenim take issue, if you really drill down to the math, the Tzuri Evinas, the L'Chaira, it wouldn't be enough to leave out this din of A and Bila, because even if you tell me that you could, let's say you let them mix together a mixture of this year and last year, crap from both, right? The shaila still would be, is what would be the year, let's say, for taking kidneys in a year where you didn't mix together? Meaning, we want to say all the dinim because we want to know what's taka this man. Let's say in the, let's go back to the option where we say the first two halachas and not the third halacha of halacha Gemar Pri. Yes, I may come up with the right outcome. I know you're allowed to take on these two grains together. But let's say I'm not mixing anything. What is the proper year for a certain grain? I need to know all the dinim to know exactly how to apply things, the chatchil even, not just b'dieva once it's mixed. They ask us a question if the Gemara at least covered every tzrichasa or not. Okay. Tanya. Rabbi Yesi Aglili Eimer. Now we're going to focus, we've been focused till now, on the dinim of both, again, the grapes and the olives and the grains. That was a shlish. And then we said other fruit, it goes based on chanata, when it emerges. And the vegetables go based on when they're picked. So the Gemara now is going to bring a source. As a machlokes n'rishonim, is this a biblical source or a rabbinic source? The basic Rashi we discussed this. The basic idea, what the machlokes really goes back to machlokes we discussed the other day, is the din of maestros on peiros, is it deraisa or is it derabanan? Rashi and Tosfos seem to hold, the rival we said according to one side, that the din of trumas and maestros are only deraisa on dagan, tirish, v'yitzer, grain, wine, oil. That's it. Other pairs are only rabbinic trumas and maestros. Whereas Rambam says, no, it extends even to trees. We have the Raivet, according to another version, it extends all to Shivas Minim, all the Shivas Minim. But again, there's various machlokes how far we take the din of trumas and maestros on a derisa level. So the simple, without getting into the nuances every step of the Gemara, the simple idea is going to be if we bring psukim over here, according to, let's say, Rashi Taisus that holds only Rabbanon, these psukim are smachta balma. They're more of a smachta than a real full fledged rushes. According to the other Shainim, if there's, let's say, a din of trumas and maestros on derisa on pairs, at least pairs of Elan, maybe not Irakus, but pairs of Elan, then these psukim will be a regular derisa in Russia. That would be the explanation. Maybe we'll touch on it again later because the Ron discussed it again later in the next Gemara towards the Bamdamin. But let's just I'm pointing it over here because Rashi already addresses it over here. Tanya, basically the pasuk says my sukkah when you get the sukkah yomtiv is when you gather from your grain from your actually gruncha is the threshing floor. That's the grains. Yeah, umikvecha from your wine press. So it's comparing the gathering in general. The word the aspacha is the general term for gathering, and we had the trash actually earlier. We said aspacha was said twice. The lashon aspacha teach me that we're saying that sukkah is the time of the gathering, and that's the time for the chiyuv of we're comparing all things that are gathered. Just like this that we take from the threshing floor, which is namely grain, or that we take from yikvecha, the wine press, which is grapes, they grow in last year's water, and therefore their meiser is based on last year, as long as they grew shlish, their meiser is based on last year's water. So too, afkol shkelim and amei shana shavra, so too, all pears that grow based on last year's water, masashu and the shana shavra, they get their meiser, zman, is for, based on last year. Yatsu yirakas, this excludes vegetables, shekideel makosh amei shana ba, vegetables grow on this year's water, masashu shana ba, and therefore the meiser is going to be with the next year's din of meiser. The idea is that grains and grapes, once they grew like a third, and once the tree, Rashi says, it takes it a step further, once the tree has enough liquid in it, the sap is nourished, the pears actually grow from the moisture that's already in the sap. And the new rains in the next year aren't needed, even if it continues to grow, aren't needed to make the pears continue to grow. Whereas when it comes to vegetables, on the contrary, even if there was already rain in the ground, it grows from the new rains, it still gets nourished from the new rains in the ground, and therefore it's growing from the new waters, and therefore it's, as even though it grew a little bit, it grew a third, the shear is going to be based on Lakita, when it's plucked off the ground, not when it's already emerged, not based on Chanata, based on Lakita, because till Lakita is not fully developed, the parents of the tree, once you already have Chanata, again, the tree is not fully developed, maybe the wrong word, but the Kaychas for it to fully develop are already within the tree. As a matter of fact, Rashi picks it on the Afkmina. Rashi speaks out that it's more than that. The pears of the tree, once you get the chanata, if you pluck them off, another pre will not grow in its place. You already used up that growth of that pre. Whereas by vegetables, another vegetable could still grow in its place at that early stage. Okay. Says Gemara, very similar drasha. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly the argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lili is. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, again, very similar to basically. We're comparing all of the gatherings, all the harvests, to the harvest of the grain and the wine again. Just like the garden and Yekav, they grow on rave waters, meaning rainwater. Rave water is a fancy way of saying rainwater. And they get meiser based on last year. They grew a shlish, that's enough. Or chanata, both these are actually a shlish. But pears in general go based on chanata. So to anything which grows on rainwater, they have meiser based on the prior year. That excludes vegetables, which grow al komayim, on all water. So the only difference so far we're saying in the words is that in the last Gemara it was growing on last year's water or this year's water. Now it's saying growing on rainwater or versus growing on all water. All water means not just rainwater, also irrigation. Also, you channel water from other places to come here, not just natural rainwater. You channel other waters coming through irrigation. And the maize goes for the next year by vegetables. So they're both coming to the same outcome. They're both agreeing that vegetables are based on the kita, when you finally pluck it out of the ground, and the Paris of the tree slash the grapes and the grains, they go based on last year. So they both agree to the din. They both agree totally in the rainwaters versus the rainwaters this year, last year, or the rainwaters versus the irrigation. Very similar. So where's the nafkamina? There's slight differences, but where does it play nafkamina? Says the Gemara, there's machlekes had a taish nafkamina. My benayo, amar bevo, petzolam asrisim, these saris onions, upula mitzvi, these onions that stay small, kind of like shallots, maybe, I don't know, something like that, upula mitzri, and these Egyptian beans, ikar benayu. Just to be clear, the Egyptian beans we're talking about over here, we're calling them a vegetable. Before, we talk about them as beans. So first to point out, there's a very big difference. Before, we're talking about using the beans themselves. When you use the beans themselves, so then that gets involved with the kidneyus, that gets involved with the status of shashrasha, according to Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, according to others, or not. We're over here, we're focused on the pod, the actual pods, like the sugar saps, the actual outside pod, which is certainly, we have the status of vegetable. Okay, says Gemara, Amrvo, Batsal Masrisim, Bapol Mitzri, Eke Benayim, the Tanam we learned in a Mishnah, Batsal Masrisim, Shemana Mehem, Upol Mitzri, Shemana Mehem, Mayim, Shalishim, Yem, Fe, Roshana, if we withhold from them water 30 days before Roshana, Mes Ashna Shavar. So as long as you withhold water for 30 days, so then we say, Ov Zarsh became for the year before, and it gets Mice like the year before. And furthermore, if this is year 6, so even though it remained in the ground until year 7, it's still mutter, more than shvias, because it was fully, everything it nourished was from year 6. But if you didn't withhold water from them before 30 days, so our concern is that it continued to nourish during Shemitah from the water that remained, and therefore asur b'shvias masash shanaba, it is asur shvias in the, if it's the 7th year, and in general, if it would be not the 7th year, it would be maiser l'shanaba, and maiser would be for the next year. So this psak and this Mishnah is totally in the machlekes for basically in the Rekiva. Which way? That's the big question. Which way? So on a basic level, and Rashi means two pshatim. Rashi means one pshat that the Mishnah is going according to Beis Haglili. We're going according to Beis Haglili because he holds it's based on which year's water they grow from. So if it grew from last year's water, it's a very simple way of understanding it. If it grew from last year's water, it's last year. It grew from this year's water, or even the water that remained in the ground going into this year, then it has the din of the new year. That's Beis Haglili. That fits with the Mishnah. According to Beis Kiva, it wouldn't be telling that. It would be telling whether it grows on rainwater alone or whether it needs irrigation. So it would be a totally different tliya. So this tliya would fit this chilik and by saying by Betzal Masrisim and by Plumitz, you fit according to Beis Haglili. That's Rashi's first mach. Rashi's second mach wants to say exactly opposite. He wants to say that these, we're talking about these, this stuff that they normally need irrigation, but the irrigation was withheld for 30 days. That's what we're referring to. Since the irrigation was withheld for 30 days before Hashanah, therefore wouldn't be considered an irrigated product, and therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, holds telling him whether it's irrigated or not, he would say we treat these betzalim like other items that are not irrigated, and therefore it goes back to the last year. So meaning Rabbi Kiva could be the author of the Mishnah, as opposed to basically Lili, who doesn't make that chiluk. So Rashi says it could fit either way, depends which what we're focusing on the fact that it's nourishing for this year or last year, or focusing on the fact that the last 30 days it didn't get irrigation. Those are the two mahalchim in Rashi. Okay. Next Gemara, Bechad B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Ilan. Again, here's what we spoke out. We'll speak out in a minute for the run. And the first day of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Ilanis, right? Famous Machlokes, the Mishnah that we have at the end of the Mishnah on the Beis. We have Beis Hillel saying the new year for trees is Tu B'Shvat, which is like Paschal, of course. Beis Shammai said the new year for trees is the first day of Shvat. We already discussed that creates complications, let's say, because we had earlier in the Mishnah itself that the Netzias, the new saplings, its new year is Tishrei. So at some point, the new saplings become trees in the process of switching over from the first 3 years of Arla to Netzer Avai, to regular trees, and at some point you have to flip that switch from Tishrei to Shvat being the new year. Okay, that's not going to be a focus of our Gemara, just a chazar of what we had a couple of hours ago. My time. The Gemara wants to know, what's the reason why Shvat is the determination, is the new year for trees? And there's a question both according to Bishayim and according to Beis Hillel. It's literally not more to get one over the other. Amar Belazar, Amar Bishayim, Hoyel v'yotzu roiv gishmei shana, v'adayin, Rave Tkufa Mabuchot. It's a very interesting idea. Rave of the rain of the year has passed, meaning the rain season starts in Mar Cheshvin, and by the time you get to Tu B'Shvat, Rave of the rain portion of the, it's not even the winter, it's really fall / winter, Rave of the rain portion is already gone. There's still winter left. As a matter of fact, the Mar says, Rave of the winter is left, because the winter only started later. After the rain season starts while it's still fall, but rave of the winter is still left. So because rave of the rain has passed from the tree that the trees require to live on, and most of the winter is still left, that's a good time to determine that's the cutoff point. It's already gotten most of its kind of water, its nourishment. Mike Kamar, Mer asks, what exactly does this mean? Meaning the Mer's assumption is most of the winter still didn't come yet, so shouldn't you set the date for the new year for trees later, meaning when do the pears start to emerge that we had earlier? Tishrei time, Vasvacha, Sukkot time. So you're very early. At the end of the rain, that's when you're making the new year. Shouldn't you push it later at the end of the, when the fruits start to emerge? The Mer is suggesting the Chayr. The Mer doesn't spell this question. The Mer says, what does that mean? My Kamar, Hachamar, Afapi, Enachami. It's not just the reason. What we mean to say is, the reason is rain. Rain is the deciding factor. When it got most of its rain, that's the new year. That's still going to be the reason. But the winter portion of it, we weren't saying that because the winter is still mostly not here yet, didn't pass yet, that's why it's the new year. Adraba. Winter not being here, which is still delaying the process of the fruits growing, is not a reason for it to be Rosh Hashanah. It's not a reason. It's just it's an afalpi. Says the Gemara, afalpi should rape tkufa. One second. Not animal of the thought. Hachi kamar, afalpi should rape tkufa memachutz. Even though rave of the winter season didn't come yet, please let me just finish the line. Hoyel v'yotzer rave gishmei shana. Since most of the rain has already passed, so that's the deciding factor. Moses is just establishing, we didn't mean the winter, that most of the winter hadn't come yet is a reason why that should be the new year. Adab, of course not. What you just mean is, rain's thicker focus. And since most of the rain has passed, it got most of its rain, that's when we decide the new year should be. Yes. To your point, different climates have different rain patterns, right? First of all, in Eretz Yisrael, for 6 months a year, it doesn't rain at all. In a lot of Europe, it's closer to has similar. We have rain all year round, right? It doesn't. But the rain season, the season when it mainly rains, certainly let's say in Eretz Yisrael, is that's the way you get most of the rain. There's rain throughout the winter, of course, but that's the main rain season. The Shad HaChronim asks, I'm not sure if this is where you're going, but the Shad HaChronim discusses, what about places where it's mamish opposite, like in South America, in Argentina? It's actually Shilas of Mritin over there. Do they have a different Tu B'Shvat? Rosh Hashanah, they keep the same. Right? But what about like Tu B'Shvat? Do they have Saint Talmud of Racha? Big Shaila, right? We're in between now. Now, to show they start saying Saint Talmud of Racha, they do that 2 weeks after Sukkot. We don't start till December 4th, right? Right? So, in places like Argentina, where they have mamish of opposite seasons, in places like Chile, where over there, their winter is by our summer, right? And the whole season is exactly opposite. So, what do they change their Tu B'Shvat or no? So one of the Malcolm and the Paiskim is they go based on Eretz Yisrael. They just go based on Eretz, whatever Eretz Yisrael does, that's what they do. But others have, they want to make a Talmud Machlokes Rishonim without getting into all the nuances. They want to make a Talmud Machlokes Rishonim how we learn up what the importance of the rain is. But the bottom line is there's a Shiloh that we're going to discuss both, you know, regarding different climates, how they approach if their rain season is clearly different than the rain season being described in our Gemara. Tanaba, again, I'm not sure if that was where you're going, but
we can just work.
Okay. Yeah. Tanaba.
One other question. So again, most of the Geshamim has done. It's from last year. Now, as you're saying, it's Rosh Hashanah and Leilanos.
Very good point. You say, what should be the connect? Why the fact that the rains are done, should that make last year? Adaraba, that should make whatever grows. Why is it making the new year? It should make whatever grows last year. We'll have to verify that point. Very good. Good question. Tanaba. There's a story with Rabbi Kiva that he took an esrog on the first of Shvat, and he was nagged with this fruit, both isurim, both maestros, meaning, let's just say it was a year going from year 2 to year 3, so in year 2 you have maeser sheni and maeser rishon, of course, in year 3 you have maeser ani with maeser rishon. So he took both. He took maeser ani and maeser sheni because he wasn't sure which one of the years should it be considered on Echa B'Shvat. So he did both, says the Gemara, top of base, Echad Kedivri B'Shamay, Echad B'Shil. According to B'Shamay, Echad B'Shvat's ready the new year. So it's Pashat should be year 3, let's say, in our example. It should be Maeser Ani. According to Beis Hillel, it's still before Tu B'Shvat, it's still Maeser Sheni. He wasn't sure what to do, and therefore he did both. That is the simple, that's a simple reading, simple explanation in the story. Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda Amar, no, there's a different machlokes going on over here. I mean, Rabbi Akiva didn't know what to do for a different reason, not because B'Shamay B'Shil. Rather, Lemini B'Shamay B'Shil Nagba, that wasn't his doubt. Elamini Gregomil Verbalaz Nagba, his doubt was a machlokes from Gregomil Verbalaz, which you're about to quote. Before you get the machlokes, just very important points to point out from the Rishonim already. He didn't take two meisters. He can't take extra meister. It doesn't work, right? You only machlokes in meister Rishon and meister Sheni. If you take meister Nagba, it won't even be chal. I mean, you could separate and give it, but it won't have a status of meister. And if you take it in the wrong order, you could actually end up with a problem now of Tevel. So what he do is as follows. He took Maeser Sheni, Tais explains, a nice chap. He took Maeser Sheni. Then he was paid it. When you're paid the Maeser Sheni, the Kedusha goes from the Paris onto the money. Now the money has to be the Nishlayim. What happens to those Paris? They become Kulin, essentially. He then took those Paris and gave it to the Ani. So it's a beautiful way to account for both. He can get both Maeser Ani and Maeser Sheni on the same exact Paris. He takes 10% of the Paris, takes it at whatever, it's really 9.8, whatever the number is. He takes the 10 Paris, he makes it actually 9 because he already took Truma and then he took Maeser Rishon. So by the time he gets to Maeser Sheni, there's only 90 left. So he takes 9 Paris, he takes 9%, he makes a Maeser Sheni. It may not be Maeser Sheni, but just in case it is, he goes and redeems it. The Kedusha, anyways, off these Paris now and onto the money. He then takes those very same Paris and he gives it to the Ani for Maeser Ani. Like this, he covers both bases and then he has to treat this money, Lachumra, like Maeser Sheni money. That was his option, that was his Eitza, as was the Tesis. Ritva asks Akasha, why did Rashi Tesis have to say that he takes it and redeems it, come up with such an elaborate Eitza? Let him just take it Maisa Sheni, take it to Yerushalayim and distribute it to Aniyim Yerushalayim. And so you're thinking, very good. As I affect the Ritva, why can't you do that? Others want to say, interesting answer. It could be the Ritva itself, but others want to say that no, because since it's Mama Gavaya, it wouldn't be you giving it to Maisa Ani, even though you're allowed to shear it. Someone would say you shouldn't even shear it, you're eating yourself, which is a bella, because we know you could shear it. But most people couldn't eat all the Maisa Sheni at the time when they go to Yerushalayim. They would disperse it and invite guests and everything. So it's a little bit fair to say you cannot disperse it, but could be what they mean to say is dispersing it wouldn't be a Kima Maisa Ani. It's Maisa Sheni. It wouldn't be a Kima Maisa Ani because you're just sharing Maisa Sheni. If it's, again, the problem is Manavshach. If it's Maisa Sheni, so you're good. And Elamai, it's Maisa Ani, whatever Maisa Sheni, so you let it disperse. So again, a little bit shver, why the Ritva Seira is not a good option, why they focus Dafka on the option of setting aside Maisa Sheni and redeeming it, bringing up to Yerushalayim, L'chara was not also an option. And Anacham, maybe the answer is who I didn't. They both could have been good options. There is a separate discussion in the Achreinim, why are you taking Maisa Ani B'chal? The halacha is that if a person is a suffolk, if he's mechuyev in something like Maisa Ani, it's a suffolk in Mamanis, then you say that Mesachev Avraya. So Mesach suffolk, you don't have to separate it. Someone answers, the Achreinim is the Kasha. Someone answers, I think the Emek Bracha wants to suggest that maybe since we're already in year three right now, and it's a suffix for according to Rabbi Akiva, if you pasuk b'sham or pasuk b'zil, but on the side we pasuk b'sham, he's masupik a paskin. But the bottom line is that on the side that you paskin like, and that's the face value. We'll see them more in a minute that we don't say that. But assuming that was a suffix, once right now it's according to b'sham, it's year three, so he's like a muxik. You don't say even though it's funny, even though it's by the bailim, if according to the tzad that we pass like Beis Shammai, that from the third year, it's Maisa Ani, it's Mamash like a Muchzik, it belongs to Shevet Aniyim. You have no bias over it, so that therefore, maybe even a Suffolk, you'd have to give it. That seems to be an answer, but again, the Kasha seems to be stronger than the Teretz. L'chara, it's a Suffolk if you're Mechuyev, Suffolk if you're Mechuyev. We typically say by Mamanis, Hamaitzi Mechavere, Olav Rai, we've had that many times, so why are we here not? Is a question. You could just answer, some Rebbe Kiba went to be Yetzah, L'chal possibilities, L'chal Deus, and therefore, Nechaim is a Suffolk, we didn't have to, but he did anyway. Okay. But the point is again,
yeah. If you give my Sasheni Paris, if you didn't do this whole elaborate money thing, and you just gave them to the Yaniyim, here's my Sasheni, you could only eat it in Yerushalayim. My Sasheni you could eat anywhere. You didn't give my Sasheni.
Uh-huh. He said because it's restricted to eat in Yerushalayim. Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay, so now we're going to go for the Gemara and explain it. Before the Gemara explains what the other option, so option A is Mechlekes with the Ol Beis Shammai Silul. Option B is Mechlekes with Gemilah and Belaz, which we'll get to in a second, which is the Chazar from Gemara and Kedushin Daf Beis that we all have when we learn to be in Kedushin. But before we get there, I mentioned before I would say it, and this maybe touches back to Lizer's question about the lumdis of the rain ending being, or being raved, the rain being done, being enough of a reason for Rosh Hashanah. The Ran actually says this is not such a stark reason. I forgot to mention it. Again, it doesn't fully answer your question because we didn't explain what the reason is b'chlal. But the Ran explains it's not such a stark reason. Says the Ran only because we're talking about dinam of Chumas and Maisers or Maisers midrabanan is this a sufficient reason? Had it been a din of Maisers deraisa, this would not be enough of a kaveya. Tishrei would for sure be the kaveya. As Isaac the Ran, he's going to shtas like Rashi Tosfos that the din of Maisers of pears the tree are. Only Drabanan, he say for Drabanan, that's enough of establishing point. Again, it doesn't help to explain exactly the lumpness of the reason, but he is saying that the reason is he holds it's a shvacha reason, and therefore it only works for Drabanan. For the Raisa, the obvious issue is Rambam argues clearly, and Rambam holds that it isn't the Raisa, and according to Rambam in the Raisa, we have to say this Gemara is giving you a biblical reason, not just a rabbinic reason. So we still have to elaborate and figure out what exactly the lumpness of this rain ending, why that is kaveya the new year and not for the prior. Okay, says the Gemara now. Back on the Beis, the Tanan, where do we have Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, which Rabbi Akiva was focused on when he took both through Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni. Esrig Shavliyim B'Shosh Drachim. Esrig is a tree, of course. Has dinim like any other tree in three ways. Liak B'Darachachim. But has dinim like a vegetable in one way. Well, how so? This is all going to be the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel. How so? Shavliyim B'Shosh. By the way, this reason why this comes up in Kedushin, you're going to ask what Shach is Kedushin of Beis, because the Mishnah Kedushin starts off that Isha Niknes B'Shleisha Drachim. A woman can get married, can be nikna to a man in three drachim, in three ways. And the Mara was bothered that the Lashon Nekev, Lashon Zachar, is a drachim. The Mara wants to say, when you say the word drachim, you say the word shleisha. And the Mara then brings this case to Zariah, Esrik Shavel Ilan, Bishleisha drachim. That's how it comes up over there. So totally side Gemara, on my base over there, but it's related to the diktik of the Mishnah. Fine. So, Esrik is like an Ilan in three ways. Uliyark b'yadar echad, and to a vegetable in one way. Shavu Ilan b'shalish drachim is similar to tree in three ways. First two are really to almost as abzeh. La'arlu l'rvai, has din of arlu like a regular tree. Has din of rvai that the fourth year pears go to Yishlayim, kind of like Maaser Sheni, that like a regular tree. And lastly, l'shvias is din of shmita is like the din of shmita of of trees as the same din of like other trees. Legabe, it's year for Shemitah. Uli Yerek, what's similar to Yerek? B'derech Echad, Shebashas Likadas Yisurei. We know by vegetables, what is the status for Meiser? The status for Meiser is Lakita, the year for Meiser, like we said earlier tonight, based on Lakita. So to Esrei goes based on Lakita, like Meiser. Tivere Gomel, Sogomel Shita. Ablaz Aymer. Esrei shavu ilam b'chol davar. Rebbe says no. The esrei is like the tree in all four matters, not just the first three. Agrees in the first three, even the fourth, even the gabei meiser, it's treated like other fruits of the tree based on chanata and not based on the lakita. So according to this explanation, Bekiba was unsure whether he passed like a meal or he passed like Rabbi Ezer, and therefore he wasn't sure if you go based on when it's picked, which was echa b'shvat, or based on when it emerged, which was already before, and therefore he took meiser both years. The obvious question on this answer is. But according to this answer, we're saying, really, Pashtas, he was like, Beis Hillel holds Tu B'Shvat. So Echa B'Shvat shouldn't make a difference anyway. Echa B'Shvat, would it be both? It's before Tu B'Shvat, both the picking and the merging. So the Gemara's going to address that shortly. And L'Chaira, that how is it going to help to make him Tully and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer? It only helps if he goes like Beis Shammai and Pashtas, we don't want to say that, Rabbi Kiva like Beis Shammai. The Gemara will address that shortly. Before we get there. Asking around the first part of on the first Malach of the Brisa, that Rabbi Kiva did like both Beshamay and Beisil, and he did like the Chumra, he took Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni. When we have the Nikachay Chumra, we do like two Chumras, but time with the Brisa, Lailam, Malach, and the very Beisil. Halach is like the very Beisil, Lailam, we pass like Beisil. If a Brisa is like the very Beshamay, the very Beisil, but one wants to pass like Beshamay can, one wants to pass like Beisil can. Now that seems like a direct steer in those two lines. We pass like Beisil, but if you want to, you can pass like Beshamay. What? If we pass like Beisil, why not pass like Beshamay? Answer the Gemara, you know this already, it's a Chazara, we have this Gemara in multiple places, where the Gemara explains that there was Kaidam Basko, Acher Basko. There's a Basko that we said that we established Lachas like Beis Hillel prior to the Basko, even though we know Hemeshkich and Basko, but depends. The Shrein discussed that in this case we are Meshkich and Basko because you go Basar Rave and he had the numbers. Okay, but the point is, let's take for granted for now, for our purposes today, that we go Basar Basko. After the Basko, we pass like Beis Hillel, Yitaka, that's the first line, and therefore you can't go back and forth. When it said that Haretz Lassus is Kait in the Basko, so it was like out of order, historic, chronologically, that's what it means. So again, now post the Basco. So prior to the Basco, you could have gone either way. Russia. One who takes the coolest of Beisham Beisil is a Russia. But one who takes the Chumras, he thinks it's Tzaddik. No, he's not. He's going in the darkness. One who takes the Chumras of both is a fool going in the darkness. It's like double. He's, you know, A is a fool to begin with, and B is in the darkness. And one who takes both coolest is a Russia. Now Rashi points out a beautiful idea. Rashi says, not so fast. Doesn't mean just because I pass like Beisil in one din, I got to pass him like him across the board. Or I pass like Beisham in one din, I got to pass him across the board. And if I don't, Chalila, I'm a Rasha if I take two kulas, or I'm a ksil, a fool, if I take two chumras. No. Rashi says, don't read it at face value, very simple. It's talking about where the two dinim, let's say, atoli zebezeh. And Rashi gives a beautiful example. Halacha is legabi tumas oil. If you have a mace, a dead person in oil, so if you have, let's say the body's not complete, but if you have rave of the bones, so you have the shedra, rave of the spine, and the head, you have the spine and the head there, intact, that's enough to convey tumas oil. Tumas maga masa is the smallest amount, even a, right? That's some kaseira. But we're talking about, let's say, tumah of oil is only when you have the whole shedra with the head. What if some of the vertebrae are missing? So the halacha is as follows. Beishame says, lenient, actually, Beishame says, if one vertebrae is missing, that's enough that doesn't convey tumah anymore. Tumas ayil. Beisil says, no, you need two vertebrae to be missing in order not to convey tumas ayil. I believe I have that correct. I may be mixing it up. I'm pretty sure it's Beishame who's makel over here, who says one vertebrae missing is enough to say no tumas ayil. And Beisil says you need two vertebrae missing in order to say it's not a complete spine, and therefore it won't have tumas ayil. The Gemara says, v'chein l'treifa. The machlekes Beisham Beisil have is also the same gabi treifa. What if you check an animal? And you find one vertebrae missing according to Beishame, it'll be a treifa, because the same way it's enough to take away the tumas ameis, it's enough to make it a treifa, whereas according to Beisil, one vertebrae is not a problem. He was machmir legabe tuma, where you need two in order to take away the status of tuma, but he's making legabe treifa to say that you need two to be missing in order for it to be treifa. One will not be treifa. So now we have two dinim that tali zebezeh. A guy who's going to be makel by tumas meis, like the way we explained it, like that you need two vertebrae missing in order, that one vertebrae missing alone is enough, like Beishamai, to say that it's no more tumas meis. And then by treifa, he says you need two vertebrae to make a treifa. That's a rush. He's taking the coolest that are astira. And if he's taking both chumras, he's taking chumras that are astira. He's a ksil. He's foolish. How do you take both chumras that are astira? But stamas are taking two chumras, not a problem. Over here, it's a kishmaka question. Because Rabbi Kiva, as far as we know, is doing Meiser Ani and Meiser Sheni. That's a chumra, both sides. That's taka astira. Says the Gemara, Rasha Mechumra Beishamai Sivra Silo. If he does both, we read this already. Okay. If you take Abishami, you do his schools of chumers. Take Abisil, his schools of chumers. So what's going on, Rabbi Kiva? Answer is the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Gemara, Asafle. Rabbi Kiva was Mesupik. Who said what? Avada, he would take Basil across the board. That's the Bashtas. But he wasn't sure which was Basil. Who said Al Shvat and who said Tu Bishvat? And therefore he did both in order to accomplish Beisil's views. This wasn't a case of him taking on the chumras of Beisil and Beishame. This was a case of him taking on the chumras of both sides to make sure he gets Beisil. Oh, that's a different story. That's not a stira. That's just a lack of information, lack of knowledge, and therefore that wouldn't be a taina. The Mefarshim discuss that we didn't answer. Okay, great. We explain Akasha, how can you go both like Beishame and Beisil? We explained he was going to Beisil. He just wasn't sure what Beisil said. We never answered about Regamil according to the second Malach of the Brisa. What about, we're going to ask a different question, that if we're saying he wasn't sure like Regamil or like Rabia, who was it? Regamil or Rabbi Ezer, we said a separate problem, but both of those are going in Meshamai, according to the story the way we have it, Al Techa Beshvat. That we're going to address in a minute. But what about Bechlal? What about Bechlal? On the Sunday, it wasn't sure. He's taking the chumras of both. Why you don't have the same question there in Rabbi Ezer and Regamil? Why is it Davka Meshamai still? They want to answer that it's only when the dinim are inherently austere to each other. Again, that's the same lumdus. It's only when there's a dinim are self-contradictory do we say take on the chumras are a problem. But take on the chumras of acting like both Bergamil and Abelazar apparently wouldn't present the same self-contradiction, and therefore on that gemara it didn't bother us that he wants to be machmer l'chol deis. It didn't bother us. It's not where there's an inherent stira in taking on the two chumras. Okay, ask the gemara the question we pointed out before. How could he go like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Eimer? Lemenig b'sham b'sil nagba, elamenig b'gumil v'blazer nagba, uzmachlekes b'gumil and v'blazer. But bech b'shvak b'shami nagba. But bottom line is the story the way we have it was the first Ashvat. The fact that he's dealing with this in the first Ashvat, according to Basil, it's all from the last year. The first Ashvat was the Lakita. The Chanat was certainly before that. So it's all from last year. The whole shadow would have been if it's on Tu B'Shvat. So that's more two answers. Answer number one: Amar Rabbi Chanina, v'tem Rabbi Chanina, v'tem Rabbi Chananya. It happened to be the first Ashvat. Nothing to do with Beishamai Shita. We go with Beisil. The case was where the Chanata already emerged. Esraegim could be on the tree for a long time. The Chanata was prior to Tu B'Shvat, a full year earlier. That's when the Chanata already happened. And now you're only plucking off the tree 11 months and change later. Almost 12 months later, on Alav Shvat, Didr Shvat Askinan, we're talking about where the Chantu was Kaidu Chamisha Asa, Didr Shvat Askinan. It happened almost a year ago, before Tu B'Shvat is when you had the Chanata, which according to Basil, of course, which he goes like, is the day that establishes the new year. So Chanata was prior to Tu B'Shvat. Lakit was after Tu B'Shvat. It was ready Echa B'Shvat the next year, but so what? Uvidin and Dafil Kaidu Machain, Umaisa Shai Kachaya. The Alacha, the same Shalah would have been, not on Echa B'Shvat, same Shalah would have been on Teves, Kislev, I'm going backwards, Teves, Kislev, right? Cheshvan, Tishrei. It would have been the same Shalom then too. It just happens to be the Ma'aseh Tishrei wasn't Echa B'Shvat. Don't confuse with Beisham Meshita. Vazigog Beisilol. Tu B'Shvat's the new year, and it was just a case where the Chanat happened prior to Tu B'Shvat, and the Lakita happened well after Tu B'Shvat, almost by the next Tu B'Shvat. Okay, that's answer number one. Answer number two: Ravina Amar. Kreich Batani, the same way you're flipping and saying, it wasn't a machlekes in Beisham Beis Hillel. It was a machlekes in Gamil and Lezer. Switch the date. It wasn't Echa B'Tishvat. It was Tu B'Shvat. Kreich Batani, Leibach B'Shvat Aya, Elo Chemisha B'Shvat Aya. It wasn't Echa B'Shvat, it was Chemisha B'Shvat. Flaminig Beisham Beis Hillel Nagba, Elo Minig Rangamil Verbalaz Nagba. It wasn't a Minig of Beisham and Beis Hillel. It was a machlekes in Rangamil Verbalaz. So basically switching the date from the 1st to the 15th, and that answered the question. One last Gemara on Rangamil's view. Amar Abba Ravuna, Ashta Damar Ragamil, Esrig Achli Dase Esrig Kirak. Ragamil says that Esrig is different, even though it's similar to the tree in three ways, Erla, Revai, and Shvias, Legabe Meiser. It gets Meiser Bas Lakita when you pluck it off the tree, like the Yerik off the ground. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah Shalai Tishrei, Bechidish. Since Ragamil says you treat it like a Yerik, so we're going to give the Rosh Hashanah also like the Rosh Hashanah we have for Yerukas, namely, we're going to give it the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, meaning once we're treating the Esrei, so it's very interesting. It's not only does the Meiser go based on the Kita, the Zman for that Meiser, the Zman is also going to go based on the Kita as well, which is what we said in the Mishnah, that Echa B'Tishrei, in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, of course, still on that Mishnah, L'Shemit Li'Avas L'Tia Uli Yerukas. We said the Yerukas, the new year is Tishrei, the new year for Meiser of Esrig is going to be Tishrei. Gemara to the full office. Says Gemara, Meisvei, question, we'll end with this question. Meisvei, Rabbi Shimon Elaz, Eimer, Likid Esrig, Erev Chamisha, Asur B'Shvat, Achlei Tovei HaShemesh. If one plucked the Esrig off the tree, so focus on the Kita. Whose sheet is that, of course? Ram Gamil. He plucked it off the tree on the 15th before sunset. And then he picked more fruit after sundown. This is again our discussion continuing from last week. We certainly discussed after the year, maybe in this year as well. But with Liza Leon, we discussed the Shaila about, is it totally in, with Yehuda, is it totally in the act of Lakita or being fit for Lakita, right? Is it, once it's Ray Lakita, is that enough? This clearly, again, focusing on the Lakita. So he did Lakita right before Tu B'Shva, did Lakita right after Tu B'Shva. Ain't term Mizrin, Mizalzel. We'll have to learn, without getting to the Shaila, one was ready to be Lakut right before Tu B'Shva, and one was ready right after Tu B'Shva. It was ready to be Lakut and take off the tree. Bottom line is, you can't take Tu in front of the other, because it's considered different years. The Fishay Tarman, Umaisrin, Lemon Chadish Vayash, Lemon Chadish Vayash, you can't take Tu B'Shva from new and old and new. Fine, period. Haisa, therefore, enough need from this is, in a regular year, 1 to 2, it doesn't matter. It's different years, but they have the same Shabbos Maestros. But let's say it's Shlishas Nechasurvias. Let's say year 3 going into year 4. So Shlishas Maestro Rishon, Maestro Ani. Year 3, of course, we know it's Maestro Rishon, Maestro Ani. Revias goes back to Maestro Rishon, Maestro Sheni. We'll have different dinim of Maestro Rishon, Maestro Sheni. But what's the point we're focused on? We're discussing a Zman of Maestro dependent on Lakita, which is Rang Lomil Shita, and we're making a Tali what? In Tu B'Shvat. But according to this man we just had a minute ago, that once Rang Lomil says it's Tali in Lakita, it moves to, Rabbi Avuna said it moves to Tishrei. They see it's not true. Top of Tesvam Aleph. Man Shamay does bas Lakita, Rang Lomil, Uktani Shvat, and it says Shvat. You're right, Tatamar. El Yitmar, Rabbi Avuna's statement has to be corrected exactly opposite. Hach Yitmar. Am Rabbi Avuna, even though Gamil said that Esrog goes after Lakita, it goes based on Lakita like Yerek, still Rosh Hashanah Shleish Shvat. It remains Rosh Hashanah Shvat, even though it's like Yerek Legabe, what's Kaveya its year, namely Lakita plucking off the tree, Legabe, which year it is, it's still the Rosh Hashanah is going to be in Shvat and not in Rosh Hashanah. Well, I said we'll stop, so we're going to stop. Just the next Gemara is really related to this past Gemara, and the Gemara just points out that in today's daf earlier, we focused on year 2 to year 3. And now all of a sudden we focus on year 3 to year 4. What's the ramification of that? We'll give you some suspense till tomorrow, Mitzvah. Have a one.